Hey, running friends. Welcome to the Wrinkled Runner podcast. I'm Sherry, the Wrinkled Runner. I'm over 50 and I love to run wherever I go, but Buffalo, New York is my home. If you are looking to start to run or you're an older runner, this podcast is especially for you, so subscribe now. I love to help people get running and keep running. Today I'm talking about building confidence in your running and in yourself as a runner. I think it's a huge reason why some people stick with it and some people don't. If you ran with me for the Start to Run program, hopefully you've built up some confidence in your ability to run. Going from running 1 minute with walk breaks to running 30 minutes with none in 10 weeks is a great way to boost how you feel about your own running. If you ran with me, you heard me say over and over that I wanted you to listen to your body, put together your own warm-up plan, and also gave you a bunch of information over the 10 weeks that we ran together. My goal with all of that is to have you have enough information to be able to run even if you were stranded on a pretty large island so you could run with no internet to find a training plan. Now, for most of us, that's obviously not going to be the case, and especially when we first start, we do rely on the information that others give us, either through a coach or a plan or a book, to tell us what we should do. But our confidence level will have a big say in whether we keep heading out the door, and learning as much as we can is a way to help our self-efficacy. When you hear or read a concept that you don't fully understand, you have a whole world of information, especially online, that you can dig deeper into. Now, some of it is garbage, okay, so make sure that it's a reputable source. One thing, if you're just starting out, that you can learn more about is how to do different workouts and why we do the certain ones that we do. All of the runs that we do build on each other, so knowing the purpose of a run and how to execute workouts that go along with those purposes can be another tool in your running toolbox. For example, as you build up mileage, you may want to add in a speed day. If you learn what a tempo run is, you can start to put a tempo run into your week. Now, to do that, you can break it down into something workable for you by maybe running hard for 5 minutes in the middle of a run, then start building it up from there until you're going out for a 30-minute tempo run. And I guarantee getting a 30-minute tempo run in for the first time is definitely going to build your confidence. You can find out more about the tempo run and other runs and workouts in some episodes, and I will put that in the show notes so that you can get some more information on that. And I mean, there's all kinds of information about just tempo run that you could dig into in books and articles and websites. You're also going to learn, as you dig into some of these concepts that you're wanting to know more about, that coaches and running experts use them a bit differently than someone else will use them. And there's different ways and times and even definitions, even how someone will describe what a tempo run is or any kind of workout or run, really. Every runner is an experiment. And as you start to develop your own kind of philosophy about training, you're going to be able to decide what you think you should be doing and what you don't. I've done some training that I had to abandon in the middle of because it just wasn't working for me, even though others may have thought it was the best thing ever. Because I know what my body can do or not do, and I dig into running, I can be confident in those training decisions, and I can tweak things as necessary. Now, of course, it takes some time to build all that up. But even if you're just beginning, just consistently getting out the door and getting those endorphins will in turn help you with just the confidence within yourself that can be kind of hard in the beginning. Anxiety about exercise is a real thing, and if you are suffering by not being able to go out and run because of how you're feeling about yourself or how others are going to see you, there are sports psychologists that can help you. So look them up in your area, read some reviews, don't suffer. If this is something that you have, this anxiety around exercise, please, please find some help so that you are able then to gain that confidence to be able to go out and do something that you may be really, really wanting to do, but that anxiety is holding you back. Another way you can build up confidence, if you're interested, is racing. Now, I'm not talking about winning, although I'm not talking about winning, but getting out there with a group of people and pinning that bib on and waving at people who aren't racing as you pass them by is a huge confidence boost. Even if you're walk running, even if you're last, the fun of the race and being part of that group, there is nothing like it. It is an amazing feeling. And it is so much fun. So if that interests you at all, or you want to see if maybe it would interest you, sign up for a race and just go out there and do it. During the 10 weeks of the Start to Run program, I talked a lot about measuring your runs, which is another way to dial up how you feel about running. It doesn't have to be fancy, just keeping a journal that can tell you how far you're going, how you're feeling, your times, things like that. Looking back and looking how far you've come will show you your progress towards any big goals or even just how far you've come within yourself. You can also take those goals and imagine yourself completing them to give you a bounce in your step. I imagine when I'm marathon training, and some of those marathon long runs are very confidence lowering. And I start imagining myself crossing that finish line when the going gets tough during those training sessions. A lot of times, if I do that imagery, then I can tamp down the negative voices that can come into your head, which I definitely am guilty of. And so I've had to calm down and talk myself down and also learn how to build myself up and stop doing the negative talking. So here are some things that you can do to shut that down. The first thing is to just tell yourself to stop. Just tell yourself stop. If you hear your inner voice saying you should just quit, you're not a runner, whatever it says, just say stop it. And then replace the negative with a positive. You can say, I am a runner. I am running. I'm going to finish this strong. Always replace the bad with the good. Even write down some positives before you head out the door so that you have something to rely on in the moment. Keep track as well in your journal. If you're on a run and the negative self-talk kind of comes out, see if you have developed patterns or triggers for when that happens. For example, are you more down on yourself when you've had a stressful day at work or disagreement with a significant other? Knowing what may bring on telling yourself harmful things can give you the confidence to know that, hey, I'm probably going to feel this way on the run today, but you know what? I am a runner. I can do this. I'm going to stop it now. So another way that you can gain some confidence in the run is break down your workouts into chunks. So if my clients are going to have a workout that they might not have very high confidence for, I will break it up into, you know, the warm up, there'll be a cool down. But even in the middle part, instead of just a run, even if it's not a speed work or something that, you know, you're going to break down further, I will divide it into chunks. So say somebody has to do a 9-miler. I'll divide that into three 3-mile chunks on the workout. And if you have a watch and you know how workouts on your watch work, you usually will be looking down and seeing just the number of the kind of section of the workout that you're in. So when you look down at your watch, instead of seeing that, oh, I still have 8.3 miles to go, say, you can look down and it won't ever say anything over 3 miles. In fact, by the time you look at it, it'll be like, you know, 2.3 or 1.5 or whatever. So even though obviously the person going out for that 9-miler knows they're going out for a 9-miler, there is something psychological about having things chunked up that makes it easier to do. So if you did that run walking with me for 10 weeks and you got to the 9-minute run, 1-minute walk, probably what happened for you is psychologically that seemed easier than when you had to run the whole 30 minutes straight. Even though you ran 27 minutes the week before and you only had 1-minute walk breaks 3 times, somehow chunking that up seems easier than, you know, running the full 30 minutes. So if you did do that and that's how you felt, you can kind of understand why I'm saying, you know, chunking up a harder or a longer run can help you to have the confidence that you're going to get through it. So the takeaway from all of this is that you can be a runner, and that the more you know and implement what you know into your own personal training, the more confident that you're going to be. And the more confident you are, the more you're going to want to know. So it's this great cycle that if you can get yourself into it, then it's going to give you confidence and give you the knowledge that you need to keep on with this running thing. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you know another runner who could benefit from today's topic, go ahead and share it. Do you have any running questions? You can ask me. Email me at sherry@wrinkledrunner.com, and if I can't answer your question, I will do the research to find the answer and share it with you. The questions I get from listeners like you help me develop episodes, so please don't be shy. You can sign up for my once a month newsletter using the link provided so that you can have all the Wrinkled Runner resources from the past month all in one place. I also have opened up my virtual coaching in addition to coaching one-on-one with those in the Buffalo, New York area. So head to my coaching page on the Wrinkled Runner website, which I will, of course, link to, and check out how we may be able to work together. Until next Monday, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the run.